good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we don't get to hear your thoughts. We don't get to hear the great programs that the repertory company of WAMC puts together. None of that exists, as well as the national offerings, without our wonderful listeners' support. WAMC.org, the easiest way to help us out in the lockbox.
Well, that's right, David. There's so much happening in the world, and we do need to hear about it. A good deal of the media, let's face it, is manipulated by money. And that's true. You can't operate WAMC without money. We all know that. And it's still a test. It's still in its infancy. Can we put together a radio station based on the fact that members understand that money is very important, integrity is more important, but you can't have the radio station unless everybody does something? And somebody's looking in the mirror and saying, who, me? Oh, well, I once heard something on the station I didn't like. Therefore, look, there are 1,000 reasons, as my brother Lewis always said, not to give. But the great reason to give is that we have all created something magnificent here, and it can only get better as we all work on it together. So everything you can do now, folks, is all helpful. Yeah, sure, there are still a few tickets left, but not that many, to the Capitol Steps, which will be a terrific program. We all work together, and then we celebrate together. But in the end, $5, $100, $1,000, whatever you can do is great.
WAMC.org to put something in.
And of course, David, let everybody go to the Red Cross, go to their favorite charity, and put some money in for our friends and neighbors in Puerto Rico.
Alan, New York State former Senate leader Dean Skelos and his son's convictions overturned, and it's on the heels of the overturning of the Sheldon Silver, former speaker's conviction case, and also a look toward Preet Bharara.
Well, look, this is the fruit of the Supreme Court saying you really have to have a quid pro quo that is very, very exact. Now, what's interesting in all of these cases is that no judge has said they're not guilty. They're saying the instructions to the jury were deficient. But there has been assertions that there's a lot of meat to these charges. These men are being retried as a result of this. Bharara, I think we'll never know, because the President of the United States kicked him out, and we don't know what he would have done to argue differently or to present his case differently now. Bharara is out, and one really can't say that this is his fault. He's gone. He was fired.
Roy Moore, Alan, won the Senate GOP runoff in Alabama, going against the campaigning of top Republicans and the president for his rival, Luther Strange.
You know, I've always said that the problem with some of these people who throw red meat to their base is that there's always somebody who will come along and throw a bigger piece of meat to them. That's exactly what happened here with Moore and Strange. Strange is an establishment guy. Moore wears a cowboy hat. Moore is larger than life. He's been thrown off his court at least twice where he was the chief judge. He is a character who is as antithetical to the American ideals as anyone, except that he fits right in his milieu there. The president is saying, well, maybe I made a mistake in supporting the other guy. And we do see that this is a great victory for Steve Bannon and for his compatriot Sarah Palin. And it does look as if the organized chaos, which Trump is so proud of, has come back and bit Trump in the hiney, which is good. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned by it.
Finally, Alan, you were telling me about a story you saw on CNN about the IRS and its involvement with the Russian investigation.
That's right. It looks now like the IRS is signaling that they've been approached by the special prosecutor Mueller for information about Manafort and Flynn. And what I've been worrying about all along is that these guys are going to take the fall for the president. But I think what an awful lot of Americans want to see from the special prosecutor Mueller is the follow-up on a lot of things that Donald Trump has done. It's very important. One other thing we saw that caught my eye this morning, David, is that the Saudi Arabians are finally going to let women drive. Can you imagine that? After all of this time, unbelievable.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David. Let's all remember that lockbox. It is crucial.
WAMC.org. Thank you for whatever you can do.